Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Have you ever had anyone tell you, or perhaps you've said this to yourself, you just need to believe, you just need to trust God. You know, faith, you have to have faith. Faith is the opposite of fear, and just believe, and you walk away from that. Or if you're saying it to yourself, feeling shame because I'm trying to believe you, but man, I'm struggling. You know, I'm anxious and I'm worried, and sometimes I don't even know what I'm actually anxious about. And but I love you and I know you love me, but man, I'm struggling. And I want to talk about that today. So if that's you, then this episode is for you. Straight from the heart of God. So I had an encounter, 3 or 4 months ago now, that I was going to share with you about a month afterwards, but the Holy Spirit said it's not time yet. And this morning he reminded me of it and told me that this is the time. So if you're listening to this, it's because he chose this time to share, for me to share this from his heart to encourage your heart. It's not enough to say, I just have to believe, I just got to get my faith up. That isn't the crux of the matter. If you are struggling with fear and doubt, if you're worrying about something, if you're overly concerned, even if it's an irrational fear, like it doesn't even have to make sense. A lot of times the things that we are really concerned about, sometimes it really is like we're worried for no reason, you know? And if you're like me, my MO was always trying to fix every situation, you know, and that's control and that's fear. So I'm going to share this with you because do you remember I was sharing, when did I share this? Was it last week? Recently, when I was talking about my encounter with the Father, when he came running and love held me and I experienced what it was like to not have any fear whatsoever for just a brief moment. We need an encounter with love. We need to begin to soak in his love. And I'm sure many of you already are soaking in his love. But this awareness of his love, when it goes from our head, where we, yes, I know he loves me, I know he loves me, I know he loves me, when it goes from our head and literally goes into the depths of our being, that's when we change. That's when fear begins to slide off of us. That does not mean you're not going to be tempted to fear. That doesn't mean that if you're like, yes, I'm doing great and I'm feeling his love and I'm whatever, and then all of a sudden I feel like I tripped and crashed and now I'm freaking out again. That doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means, oh, okay, I'm learning. I'm getting stronger. You know, I hate to say it this way, but it's like your faith muscles are growing. And I hate to say it that way because it feels very, kind of how I grew up spiritually all those many years ago. It was like, you just got to build those faith muscles. It just felt like, I don't know, it was a work. And falling in love with somebody is very far from a work. Knowing that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love you, there's no effort involved. Yes, you know, picking up your Bible and reading scripture and meditating on scripture, those things involve your effort. Yes, when you feel fear, saying, no, I'm not receiving that. That's not of me anymore. I don't live this way anymore. Lord, I worship you because you love me and I can trust you. Yeah, that's a choice. And it's a choice that you make moment by moment. Things come up, in your life and you choose to tune back into love, that's a choice. That's a choice. And you know, it's funny because we try to make everything so complicated, but it isn't complicated. When we live in this awareness of his love, it's not complicated. We literally just, if we get distracted, if the enemy throws something at us, we just, Lord, I love you. I'm tuning back into your presence, coming back into the awareness of your love for me. Wrap me in your love, Jesus. I let go of the situation. Yes, I need you to come. Yes, I need your wisdom, your healing, whatever it is. We need your intervention. We need your help. But we cannot live, you know, where we're just scraping by at the top little bit of our mind. Everything we need is found in him. You know, in him we live and move and have our being, right? It is this place in him where all of your thoughts keep returning to him that we begin to get free. Okay. Now, I'm going to share something with you, and I'm not going to be able to explain very well today because it'll take up too much time. I'm not going to be able to explain what imaginative contemplation is and walk you through exactly how to do it. However, I will tell you a little tiny bit, but if in case you haven't already heard, I am starting a mentorship group. It is free. I will, you know, give you a link if you have it in your heart to sow a love offering. That's great, but it's for free. I want to pour into you guys. So I know this is probably the first some of you have heard it. It will be on Facebook. It will probably be about, I'm thinking, every other week. We are going to unpack different forms of contemplation. We are going to encounter him. So if your heart is yearning to know the Lord more, this is that next step, I believe. So anyway, if you're interested in that group, like I said, it's free. It's going to be on Facebook. It will be live, but I believe that Facebook will also have a recording of it. And so if you're in a different time zone and you know you won't be able to attend live because I'm in the States, you can watch the replay. And this is only for people who are serious about going deep, not just because you want to join another group, you know. The whole reason, so I actually have a Breathing God Facebook group now that has hundreds of people, but we're going to start all fresh, only for people who really, really want to be a part of that. So you can go to my website, GretchenRodriguez.com, hit the contact me button, and just shoot me a little email saying, sign me up for the mentorship. And when it's ready to go, I will let you know. I'm hoping before the end of this month, but realistically, it's probably going to be November, and then we'll figure it out with the holidays and everything. But yeah. Okay. So let me explain what happened. A few 4 months ago, something like that, I was doing, I was part of a week-long guided prayer group with a nun. Her name is Sister Anita. And it was amazing, but I had never heard of imaginative contemplation before. It's Ignatian contemplation. And again, I'm not going to explain all of this. I will at another time. It'll be part of my mentorship group, but I don't want to explain it all now because it's going to take too long. But the gist of this particular type of contemplation is that you read a Bible scripture, usually a story. It doesn't have to be, but something where you can put yourself into the story as yourself. You know, I'm going to talk about that in a second, about what this particular time that I did it. It's way more entailed than what I'm going to share with you. So again, just flow with what I share with you, and I think we'll be fine. So this particular day, the scripture that Sister Anita gave me was from John chapter 11, talking about Lazarus. Okay, Lazarus has died. He's wrapped up. He's in the tomb. You know, he had been there, what, I think like 3 or 4 days. And Jesus comes and tells them to roll away the stone. And then with a loud voice, verse 43, he says, "Lazarus, come forth." And then, as we know the story in verse 44, Lazarus does. He walks out of the grave after 4 days being dead. That's pretty huge. So what Sister Anita had me do, and I'm going to share with you this encounter that I had. And the reason I'm sharing it is because I want to invite you to come into this scripture with me and be set free from fear. So right before this, what Sister Anita had me do was to be in that tomb. Remember, it was like a cave. I'm not dead, but I'm in that cave and I'm bound with chains. And in this experience, I saw a padlock around my neck hanging, and I was bound. And now for me and for you, because this is what I'm feeling, is that there's a new level of freedom from fear that's going to bust you out of this place that you've been in for a long time. And so what happened was those chains. So if you're dealing with fear, I want you to see yourself. You're standing in that cave. You are wrapped in chains all around you. And there's a padlock even around your neck. And these chains represent fear. Maybe you know what they are. Maybe you don't. That's not the point right now. You do know that it's fear. And Jesus calls you forth. You know, when Jesus called me to come forth, it wasn't a command with this harsh voice tone. Like, I didn't feel like, you better come forth and you better come forth now because I'm ready to set you free and it's up to you. Are you ready to be free? It wasn't that. It was a yearning. It was a yearning call from Jesus to me. It is a yearning shout of love to you. Come forth. Come out of that grave. You have more life to live here on this earth. Come to me. Come to the one who loves you. I want you to hear him. Close your eyes and imagine you're standing in that dark cave. You're wrapped in this fear that you sometimes are free from and sometimes you're not. And Jesus is saying, no more. It's time to come out of that tomb. This is a tomb of fear that has held you and bound you. And I have more life to give you. I love you. I don't want you to stay in there. Come to me. Come to me. And when I heard him call me, my heart was, both exhilarated and also desperate, because I had this, I was bound and I couldn't move. And I was like, I gotta get to you. I gotta get to you. But these chains, I was so bound in fear. And I want to back up and say, for those of you who have been listening for a long time, it isn't that I was so bound in fear in my life in general that I was always having anxiety or anything like that. No, God has been setting me free little by little by little over many, many, many years. I've been coming from glory to glory to glory. But I know, at least me personally, I know two people on earth who are alive right now who say that they never deal with fear anymore. And I'm like, God, I want that to be my story. And I want that to be your story, that we are not ones tossed by the waves of fear, but we are so confident in his love, because love is the whole thing. If we don't believe he loves us, we're never going to be able to trust him. It's not a work. It's just it's a truth. It's an encounter that we're meant to dive into. And I was standing there bound by these chains, as so many of us are bound by fear. You know, we're just walking around, we're tripping, we're barely living sometimes, barely moving. When I had this encounter, I was bound by fear in one single area. And sometimes I was living free from it and sometimes I wasn't. But just the fact that I sometimes was tripping up meant that I was still, those chains were still there. And Jesus wanted me free and Jesus wants you free. We're called to live free from fear. This is a gift from him. Love himself wants us free. Perfect love casts out free. And in that cave where you're standing and all you want to do right now is to run out and be with him. You know, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to get out of the cave. I just wanted to be with my beloved. I wasn't thinking about the details of the fears or anything. I could hear him calling me and I knew that love was calling my name and I just needed to get to him, to be with him. And I knew that he could run in and get me, but I also knew that he was teaching me. He was teaching me and strengthening me and asking me, how free do you want to be? Come out of that cave once and for all, come to be with me. And it was this desperate, yearning, exploding desire that I had to find my way out of that cave. And it was like, in that moment, when I went, yes, I don't care about these chains anymore. I don't care about the fear. I just want to be with you. I just want to be free. In that moment, it was like everything that I had learned about my part of relationship, my choice to believe, my choice to act on what I believe, my choice to just say yes, even if I felt weak, everything I had learned about love, about who Jesus is, it was like it all kicked in. It all kicked in and I went, I don't need him to come rescue me. He already has. And I'm telling you, you don't need him to come rescue you. He already has. He's there. He's given you everything you need because he is in you. And his love is the most powerful force over everything. And in that moment, I realized I had the key. I had the key to unlock that padlock, which would take all those chains off. All I had to do was to simply believe that everything the Lord had taught me, everything he says about who he is, everything he tells me about his love was true. The key was trusting in his love more than all the fears that were staring me in the face. You see, faith is a key that unlocks the chains, but that key is forged by love. And it was already given to you. Love himself already forged that key of faith. It is love. It is just believing in love. That he wants you to be free. That he wants you to trust him. And so I stood in that cave. And I simply closed my eyes. So restrained by these chains. I couldn't move. And I was so shocked that I couldn't move. Because, Lord, I don't understand. I've been set free from fear in so many different ways. But this one particular fear is, you know, the enemy knows how to get to us. He knows our weaknesses and we should know them too. And I knew exactly what fear was tripping me up, what fear was binding me. And I closed my eyes and I want you to see yourself right now. Your heart is yearning to run out of that cave to be with him. And all you have to do is close your eyes and take a breath and say, I love you. and I believe you love me. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I don't always feel it. But it's time for this to break now. I receive your love. I believe with all of my heart that you love me and that you are who you say you are. I believe. Faith is the key, but faith was forged in the fires of holy love. I believe you love me. Set me free. And I want you to see yourself choosing him, longing for him. You can hear him. Come forth. Come out of the grave. Come to me. I love you. And you choose to believe that he really does. And that no matter what's happening in your life, no matter what is happening, what situations are happening in your body, in your relationships, in your job, in your finances, in your, you know, any area of your life that's being touched right now, it's temporary. Love is eternal, and love has given everything for you. And he's asking you to believe again. He's asking you to trust that love again. And if you will simply close your eyes and turn your heart back to love, Lord, I choose to believe again. I don't want to live on a roller coaster up and down anymore. I want to be free. I want to know what it's like. Will you deal with these fears? I don't even have to name them. You know them, Lord. Give me a deeper experience of your love. I ask you to show me, encounter me with your love. I believe you're who you say you are. I believe you are perfect love. I believe, God. I believe in the areas where I've struggled to believe. I don't care. I'm not going to be condemned. I just want you. And I believe you're right here with me. And as you say these words, that key of faith, that key of trust is going into that lock. And I want you to see it. You're not even holding that key. But because your heart has turned to love, that key is in that padlock, and I want you to hear it click. I want you to hear it unlock. And as you hear it unlock, I want you to listen to the sound of those chains that have bound you for so many years. Listen to them falling off of you. And before they've even completely fallen to your feet, I want you to run out of that cave. Jump over those chains. They don't define you anymore. Fear doesn't define you. Jesus defines you. Love has defined you. And I want you to run to him. I want you to run to love. See yourself running to him, standing outside of that dark cave. And he's so happy. Do you see the smile on his face? He's so proud of you. He's so happy that you've chosen love again, that you've chosen to believe how much he loves you. And he throws his arms around you and he spins around and your feet are flying out as he's just going around in circles. He's so happy that you've chosen to believe. Faith is not as complicated as we've made it. It is just believing in love. He loves you. And as he puts you back on your feet, and he looks you in the eyes, and he says, I love you. I love you. I love you. I want to close us with a scripture. From Song of Songs, I'm going to read to you from the Passion Translation. Let me just check my time. Okay. This is from Song of Songs, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Fasten me upon your heart as a seal of fire forevermore. This living, consuming flame will seal you as my prisoner of love. My passion is stronger than the chains of death and the grave, all consuming as the very flashes of fire from the burning heart of God. Place this fierce, unrelenting fire over your entire being. Rivers of pain and persecution will never extinguish this flame. Endless floods will be unable to quench this raging fire that burns within you. Everything will be consumed. It will stop at nothing as you yield everything to this furious fire until it won't even seem to you like a sacrifice anymore." His love for you is stronger than the chains. His heart burns for you with passionate love, unlike any human love. We cannot begin to grasp, or we can begin to grasp, but I believe it's so deep that it's going to take all of eternity to really fully understand how deep this love is. But instead of being bound by the chains of fear, he is saying to you, fasten him upon your heart as a seal of fire forevermore. And every time that you begin to think, I feel a little like those chains are trying to get on me. No, I am sealed by love, and nothing's ever going to quench the raging fire that burns within me, this furious love. I am his, and he is mine. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. It's not my life anymore. Right? Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Faith is like a flower blooming from a seed of love. He is love. And it is time for you to live in a way that you didn't even know was possible. It's time to be free. It's time to be free. Today is your day of freedom. I pray this blesses you. And I pray that you will stay right here in the arms of love as I say goodbye for now. See you next week. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.